In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Of joyfulness. Hashtag Stop Gallum Say Now. Good evening and welcome to Newsnight. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, in Kumasi, on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across the country. Coming up tonight, the Environmental Protection Agency advocates for a radical approach to tackling illegal mining, warning that diplomacy is failing.
But I see that all of this dialogue we are having is not the way to go. It's not working. So we need to go radical.
We'll hear from the CEO of EPA, plus the media coalition against illegal mining, which is demanding the interdiction of the Unyahini police commander in the Ashanti region for failing to act amid rising illegal mining activities.
Either that the police commander in that district is complicit, incompetent, and cannot do his job, and for that fight to be dismissed, it's complicit that he's involved in this illegal.
Also tonight, President John Dramani Mahama says his government is working to bring lasting economic relief to Ghanaians as he pledges to reduce the cost of pilgrimage for the Muslim community.
I'm happy to report that inflation is slowly declining, the city is gaining relative stability, and we're taking concrete steps to restore investor confidence and bring lasting relief to Ghanaian households from the hardship.
Business.
Economist Professor Patrick Assumin warns a new energy sector levy on fuel, if not managed well, could erode recent gains.
We are your home of independent, fearless, incredible journalism. My name is Faustina Safa. Thanks for choosing us. Now, we start with the Chief Executive Officer of the Environmental Protection Agency, Professor Nanama Brown-Kluche, because she has issued a bold call to action, urging the government to abandon diplomatic efforts and adopt a more radical approach in the ongoing fight against illegal mining, popularly known as Galamsey. She expressed frustration over what she described as the limited impact of dialogue and conventional enforcement methods in curbing the destructive practice. She spoke on The Pulse on the Joy News channel.
I would say that there's been effort, but we've not done that radical move. We seem to be redoing the same thing over and over again. But we have to move the radical tangent. Yes, taking office, I needed to understand the situation myself, not only about hearsay. So I've been to the ground several times. Virtually every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm out there on compliance and monitoring of environmental issues, which includes visiting these illegal mining areas. So understanding the issue is one thing I needed to know, and then sitting to plan the solution is another way. Yes, I started by talking about involving the communities, involving even large-scale miners. I have met small-scale miners, mining associations to help us with this fight. I've met large-scale legal miners to help us with this fight. But I see that all of this dialogue we are having is not the way to go. It's not working. So we need to go radical.
While the chief executive's concerns follow the near-death encounter of the administrator of the Minerals Development Fund and her team at an illegal mining site in the Akomfe Forest in the Ashanti region, according to Dr. Hannah Bisio, the police was helpless during her standoff with the miners.
In the village, so we had these thugs coming and besieging the place, besieging us, basically hostage, gunshots everywhere. They will not allow us to go with the Chinese. It was a hostage style of thing, you know, and machetes hitting the vehicles, or not let us go, shooting, and the villagers, everybody was running. And what I said was that, come hot may, these Chinese will go with us. Can shoot. The only thing, my concern was, you know, we had journalists with us. Mm. I mean, for the journalist, yes, but for the rest of us, you become part of the security task force.
Right.
We managed to push through, finally, through a lot of struggle and hustle. Then we got to Nehemim police station. Then the police asked them to block us again. These same facts. To divert us and direct us to release the Chinese to them.
Well, Dr. Hannah Bisu there. Well, she has since reported the conduct of the Unihin Police Command to the Interior Minister for disciplinary action. But the convener of the Media Coalition Against Galamsey, Dr. Kenneth Ashigbe, wants immediate interdiction.
Then the Forestry Commission told us that the mine of the forest reserves were now wrecked and they could not go in there because of these thugs who were armed to the teeth. Hmm. You know, people did not believe it. Now you have the situation where police officers in the presence of a national administrator of the Memphis, you know, is attacked like this, held hostage, you know, for hours under the watch or under the command of a police commander who should already, I don't know whether he's not one of those who have been transferred. Or whether he's just been brought in and now he's supervising this particular activity. You sit in the community where illegality is happening. You completely fail. It's either that the police commander in that district is complicit, incompetent, and cannot do his job, and for that fight to be dismissed, it's complicit.
Well, the Kidney Association of Ghana has noted that a recent survey has revealed a rise in kidney diseases in areas where illegal mining persists. They believe the situation requires urgent action, both to curb the menace and to provide treatment for those affected. Here's President of the Ghana Kidney Association, Professor Samson Enchi, speaking at the 14th Annual Science Conference of the Association.
But after we are talking about this, obesity, hypertension, diabetes, what is also added? You say that fuelling the fire has been what we call environmental contamination. Contamination with heavy metals, lead, mercury, cyanide, those things that we use for Galamsey. And the way people are doing the Galamsey, because they don't do it right, they are polluting our environment. And these heavy metals will go into our food, because you plant a tree there, it will absorb these heavy metals, it will produce, you eat it, it goes into your system. You eat fish that has been exposed to heavy metals and to go into our system. And the thing about this heavy metals is that when it gets into our system, it can't excrete them, can't get out. So they build up and they build up and they damage your kidneys. And so we know the effort that the government is doing, past government and present government, about the environmental contamination and degradation with Galamsey. But I think it is fueling and adding on to our kidney, prevalence of kidney disease, and we better take it very seriously.
You heard the president of the Ghana Kidney Association, Professor Samson Enchi. Well, away from that, the special prosecutor, Kisi Jabeng, has called for a change in the constitutional provision to extend lifestyle audit and asset recovery to politically exposed persons and private individuals. This, he believes, will help extend the anti-corruption fight beyond public officials to persons in the private sector who are suspected to have engaged in corruption and corruption-related acts. He spoke at the African Union Advisory Board Against Corruption high-level conference on Ghana's anti-corruption architecture.
The principle of lifestyle audit non-conviction-based asset recovery should be stamped in the Constitution to encompass public officers, politically exposed persons, and persons in the private sector suspected of having engaged or engaging in corruption and corruption-related activities. On the reckoning that a person must have legitimate sources of income sufficient to justify the interest in any property that that person holds. Therefore, while a person's resources far outstrip his legitimate income, the unexplained portion should be liable to confiscation. This will be a critical tool also to detect fraud and undeclared income for tax purposes. Thus, conviction after criminal proceedings should not be a condition precedent for asset recovery purposes. That is, proceedings on an application for a confiscation order or a restraint order should be civil and not criminal. Then again, the rules of evidence applicable to civil proceedings should apply to confiscation and restraint proceedings, and confiscation orders should have the effect of a judgment of the High Court appealable to the Court of Appeal. In relation to this, there should also be a reverse onus clause of a presumption of corruption tied to lifestyle audit. That is to say, in all proceedings, civil and criminal, there should be a presumption of corruption. One, where a person, whether in public or private life, is in possession of property or resources for which he cannot satisfactorily account for, or pecuniary resources and property disproportionate to his known legitimate sources of income, should be deemed to have been obtained or received through corrupt means. And two, a gift to a public officer by a person who has or seeks to have any dealings with a government or public agency should be deemed to have been given and received corruptly as an inducement or reward. Further, there should be a more robust and effective asset declaration mechanism in respect of public officers and persons undergoing lifestyle audit to close the loop on the amassing of illicit wealth and to enhance accountability. We should move beyond mere repositories to a system of verification and tracing undeclared assets.
Well, bemoaning Ghana's decline on the Global Anti-Corruption Perception Index, the Vice President, Professor Jane Nana Opoku-Agyeman, indicated that President Mahama is implementing five key anti-corruption initiatives to reverse the trend. She added that the passage of a revised Public Officers Conduct Bill is also part of government's efforts to strengthen the fight against corruption.
The appointment of a presidential advisor on the National Anti-Corruption Program, the first of its kind since 1992, it represents a strategic approach to coordinating our efforts. This office has identified five key areas that will anchor our revitalization efforts, including cooperating between anti-corruption agencies, partnerships with the state interests and governance authority to ensure integrity, provide assurance of domestic and international communities, proposing legislative and policy reforms, and supporting the Attorney General's office in receiving and processing corruption complaints.
President John Dramani Mahama says his government is working to bring lasting economic relief to Ghanaians, starting with a pledge to reduce the cost of Hajj for pilgrims next year. Speaking at the Eid al-Adha celebration at Black Star Square, the president asked Ghanaians to trust the process as inflation and other economic indicators begin to improve.
I'm happy to report that inflation is slowly declining, the city is gaining relative stability, and we're taking concrete steps to restore investor confidence and bring lasting relief to Ghanaian households from the hardship. But we cannot build this economy without you, especially without our vibrant Zongo youth. I urge you to take advantage of the Jumawara program, which enables you to start your own business with capital and mentorship. On the matter of Hajj, I'm deeply aware of the financial burden it has placed on many Muslim families. This year, despite efforts, the costs remain high, even though we cut it. But I want to assure you that we're working closely with the relevant agencies and our Saudi counterparts. And if Allah accepts our supplications and the city continues to show the recent strength that it has shown, I'm optimistic that next year we'll see a very significant drop in the Hajj fare.
The National Chief Imam in his message urged Ghanaians to protect the peace we enjoy as a nation.
Experiencing peace, we as Muslims and followers of other faith are able to sit together and consult ourselves and relate in peace. Indeed, to the extent that we are able to sit around the same table, around the same chair, eat together and consult together for the betterment of our lives. Therefore, it's the desire of Allah that we express thankfulness to Him. The President of the Republic of Ghana, I still pray unto Allah to grant him his support.
Amen.
All those following him in terms of the appointees, I pray that Allah will grant them the ability to grant him the adequate support he needs.
You heard the spokesperson for the Chief Imam. Away from that, illicit drugs took center stage at this year's Eid al-Adha prayers in Techiman. Metropolitan Chief Imam Idrisu Suleiman warned that drug abuse is fast becoming a national crisis, one even more destructive than alcohol. Anas Sabit was there and filed this report.
The energy here at the Techiman Animal Market is electric. It is a sea of wool, horns and haggling voices. This is the final countdown for thousands of families seeking sheep, goat, and cattle, the traditional sacrificial animals for Eid. And this year, there is a significant factor driving the market: lower prices. A drop in exchange rates have made imported animals many sourced from neighboring countries more affordable than anticipated. Vendors Joy News spoke to confirmed prices for prime sheep and cattle are noticeably down, some by as much as 15 to 20% compared to recent weeks.
As drug traffickers adopt more sophisticated tactics, Ghana is stepping up its fight against the issues regarding that sector. The Interior Minister, Muntaka Mubarak, says the country is boosting training and support for the Narcotics Control Commission, warning that drug trafficking and abuse pose a serious threat to national security. There's more in this report by Kwame Anka.
So this is where members of Ahlusunnah Wal Jamaa here within the Techiman Metropolis observed the 2025 Eid al-Adha Festival, which is one of two major festivals in the Islamic calendar. Of course, the Imam Idris Suleiman has been cautioning the youth to stay away from drugs such as tramadol, weed, and then red. He says the abuse of these drugs is even more deadlier than alcohol, which we know that most Muslims stay away from.
I was calling on Zongo community to desist from abusing of drugs, because nowadays we see that any abuse of drugs used to be from Zongo or where Muslims stay.
Imam Idris Suleimana didn't mince words. He framed the fight against drug abuse as a critical act of faith and communal preservation, calling it more dangerous than alcohol, a significant statement within the Islamic context.
Our Lord God Allah has forbidden us from taking alcohol. But we didn't know that using tramadol, red, and so on is even higher than the alcohol we are thinking it is forbidden.
Let's head now to the Upper West region, where the regional minister is raising alarm over the rise in abuse of illicit drugs. My colleague Rafiq Salam has more in this report.
Since the days of yore, the Jejuelo Guardians have served as the citadel for open congregational prayer for worshippers of the Ahmadiyya Muslim faith in the one municipality. Present at the Guardians for the two rakat prayer were persons from all walks of life, including politicians from all sides of the political divide, the young and the old, and persons with mobility challenges, some of whom were wheeled there. Apostle Sunya Misnari of the Ahmadiyya Movement in Islam, Molvi Abdul Nasir Baghi, led the prayer that lasted for about 5 minutes. He then followed it up with the Eid sermon, where he urged Muslims to draw lessons from the sacrifice made by Prophet Abraham to Allah.
And sacrifices are very essential. So, but when it comes for us to sacrifice for the sake of God, God does not let it go in vain. God does not perish our sacrifice. He bless those who make it. And we should be seeing that one, our commitment with our fellow human beings, with our country, our nation, that where it is required for us to make a sacrifice, we shouldn't hesitate. We should rather do so and serve the society, the community that we are living in. And moreover, when we do that one, we are doing the service to God.
Our Powerful General Minister Charles Wong Opposun Esquire reiterated the commitment of the government in a speech read on his behalf by the chief director at the Upper West Regional Coordinating Council, Pognaha Jefati Isakuri, to fix major roads in the region and beyond for easy access and to increase trade and commerce in the region.
I am pleased to announce that our region is fortunate to be among the first list of beneficiaries of this initiative, where major roads to be considered include the Wa to Mubolga Trunk Road, Techima Wenchibole Wa Road, and the upgrading of roads in Wa East, Nadolika Leo Dafiema Buseisa, and the Sisala districts. Funds have already been allocated for this program, and very soon we will see contractors on these roads.
Well, it's time now for business, and we have more in business.
Also coming up in business this evening, economist Professor Patrick Assumin warns new energy sector levy on fuel, if not managed well, could erode recent gains. Cocoa chief executive Randy Abe raises questions about cocoa sold by previous administration far below market prices but was not supplied. Business news on Newsnight is brought to you by MTN Business. Welcome to the new world of business. Kinon Books and Stationery, your number one stop shop for all office essentials, Syntex Tanks and Pepsodent Herbal and Chaco. My name is James Ish, and let's now settle for the details. First off, economist Professor Patrick Assumin has warned that the new energy sector levy on fuel, if not managed well, could erode recent economic gains. This follows revelation by the oil marketing companies that average pumps prices could move from 11 cities range to more than 13 cities. Speaking to Joy Business, economist Professor Patrick Assumin stated that the government should try and manage the situation well.
We have to start with what it will do to the fuel prices. I don't know how much of the current prices reflect all the currency appreciation. It appears that the city is stabilizing around the 10.2 mark. So if in the next pricing window there's no more additional effect of the appreciation, or if you continue to see a fall in the global price of fuel, then perhaps it might be that a lot of, you know, this levy will absorb those additional benefits that were coming. But I think it won't be great news if we see fuel prices inch up at the next pricing window. Then many people are going to rightly or wrongly say, well, this is the government just raising the prices, the taxes raising the prices.
And that was economist Professor Patrick Assumin. Now, Cocoa Board is raising serious questions about cocoa beans sold by previous administration far below market price and was not supplied. The development, the company says, has made it difficult to benefit from the current soaring prices of the bean on the international market. Dr. Randy Abe is the chief executive of Cocoa Board.
The previous administration signed contracts, and so they sold cocoa. They couldn't supply. They sold it at 2,600 per ton and could not supply 333,767 tons. Not 3,000. 333,767 tons. They could not. This was in the 23-24 season. Then 24-25, the prices go up. So that same administration then, the mandate they gave to CMC to sell was at $6,600. So what is happening is that you're using $6,600 cocoa for 24-25.
Dr. Randy Abe is the chief executive of Cocoa Board. Now, the staff of KPMG in Ghana's patch of corporate social responsibility has embarked on an initiative to undertake critical project in the Anomaly cluster of schools in the Greater Accra region. Speaking to journalists after handing over the project to the school, country managing partner Andy Akoto noted that this initiative is also part of its sustainable development goals.
As a firm and a responsible firm as that, we have been looking at our communities and then trying to see where we can make a difference in accordance with our impact plan. Our impact plan is closely aligned with the UN Sustainable Development Goals, especially the SDG 4 on quality education, which we believe is fundamental to nurturing our young ones, honing their talents, to ensure that they can all help in the building and the development of our nation. And so engaging with the Anomaly cluster of school stakeholders, we identified specifically a couple of projects.
And that was Andy Akoto, country managing partner at accounting firm KPMG. And that's all for Business on Newsnight with me, James Ishen Faustine.
Thank you, James, for bringing us that. And I am sure you're enjoying your Eid celebrations. I am patiently waiting for my share of the salah meat, but I'm sure in case you get yours first, remember me, yeah?
Sure, that's not a problem.
Okay, away from that, drivers say the new 1 cedi fuel levy will heavily burden them and hit their pockets hard. The Ghana Private Road Transport Union has slammed the levy as unfair, arguing it places additional strain on drivers already grappling with high operating costs. Speaking on the AM show, the union's deputy PRO Samuel Amar said the new charges is making it difficult for drivers to implement the proposed 15% reduction in transport fares.
No, if something like that will happen, and then it means it's going to, you know, bring more burden, you know, on our drivers. Quite recently, we were asked to reduce our transport fares by 15%. Even by then, looking at the only fuel reduction, you know, if we are to look into only the fuel reduction, we wouldn't have even reduced it by the 15%. And we had this agreement with the transport ministry that they are going to talk to the other components, the spare parts dealer, the lubricant and others, for them to also reduce. That is why we even agreed to reduce it by 15%. For us to only hear that another levy has been imposed on the petrol product, we didn't get it easily. To we, the drivers, we thought, you know, the government, you know, it's not fair to us.
In contrast, the Online Drivers Union have welcomed the increment. Speaking on Journeys, union's chairman Francis Tingi says fares will not be increased if the bill is passed.
No, it will not have any impact on our charges, because fuel prices are currently reducing. As we speak now, next week there will be another drop in the fuel prices because of a strong cedi against the dollar. So we will not feel the impact, and it will not be transferred to the final consumer.
Meanwhile, the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies is pushing back against government claims that Ghanaians won't feel the impact of the new 1 Ghana cedi fuel levy. Finance Minister Dr. Cassiel Latuforsen told Parliament pump prices won't rise significantly due to falling fuel costs, but the Chamber argues the real impact could extend and exceed that 1 Ghana cedi per litre. Here's its CEO, Dr. Riverson Opong.
My members today, are expressing. And let me also say that it is very, that's a very big error from the government side, saying that this extra 1 cedi will not be reflective at the pump level. Let's educate ourselves so that people understand what is awaiting us. Other than that, the ordinary Ghanaian will be blaming oil marketing companies for increasing the pump price. Obviously, today it stands at 11.775 on the average. This 1 cedi will not just be 1 cedi, because it will come with operational cost on my members. And that's the raising of the that's the initial capital cost in terms of working capital. So So what happens is that most of my members will prepay the taxes ahead of time. And now their budget will need to increase to buy the same amount of fuel that they would buy yesterday.
You heard the CEO of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies, Dr. Riverson Opong. Away from that, former President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo has endorsed the upcoming National Thanksgiving celebration, attributing Ghana's enduring political stability to divine intervention and the grace of God. Addressing the organizing committee at his residence during a courtesy call, the former president welcomed the initiative as a timely expression of national gratitude.
It's clearly a worthwhile initiative that we have this one day where all of us come together to give thanks to the Almighty for the many, many, many blessings he has bestowed upon us. And you've identified one of the most important is the stability, the unity of our country and its stability. Our country is the only one in West Africa, perhaps one of the few on the continent that has never had a civil war. On the 7 years since independence, we've had our problems, coups, etc. But the country has never broken apart and we have never ended up fighting each other because of politics or power. And that is a blessing for us. And we're continuing down that road. We're now in the Fourth Republic, which has given us on occasion 4 times to change governments peacefully. And it's now become what happened in December last year. It shows that it is now part of the culture of our country.
You heard the former President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. And that's how we wrap up the bulletin. Happy holidays, happy Eid celebration. My name is Faustina Safa. For more news, please log on to myjoonline.com. Good evening.
The other day, I visited Kweku at his spunky new office to congratulate him on opening his business. And man, was I impressed. The business is just moving quick. The sales, customers, everything is just working seamlessly. The secret, he said,
it's MTN Business Broadband. In this fast-paced environment, we need fast and reliable internet to support all business types. No laggy online meetings, great download and upload speeds, impeccable business management systems, all inclusive. I mean, you can have it all.
Sharp! I signed on immediately.
To enable your business stay ahead and stay connected, make sure you're signed on to the best internet made just for businesses. MTN Business Broadband. Sign up today on broadband.mtn.com.ga. And manage your account on my MTN app. Call 0244-308-111 for more information. We are good together everywhere you go.
MNC Group is a leading investment holding company with expertise in minerals and food commodity trading, precious minerals refinery, real estate development, and logistics and energy. With individually registered companies, our headquarters is located in Accra, Ghana, with operational offices in Dubai, UAE, Hong Kong and Guangzhou in China, Johannesburg in South Africa, Virginia in the USA, and Milan, Italy. We connect business markets and drive growth. Trust us to maximize value you in every deal. Call us on 0302-551-917 or 0302-551-918 or send us an email mncgroup@mncgroupgh.com. MNC Group, totally reliant.
Son, we are so proud of you for setting up this hospital. I really love those hospital beds and waiting chairs. By the way, did you import them?
No, Dad, I didn't. I actually got them from Kindle Books Stationery right here in Ghana.
Wow. We also bought our office supplies, safes, executive desks and chairs from Kingdom, and they gave us expert advice on how to set up our office.
Guys, that makes 3 of us. I also got our sofa and bedroom sets, plus our dining hall furniture for our new home from Kingdom.
Wow, Mom, that makes 4 of us. I usually get my stationery items from Kingdom. And my teacher also mentioned that our classroom furniture was provided by Kingdom.
So there you have it. Whenever you're thinking about setting up an office or acquiring furniture for your home, etc., Kingdom Books and Stationery should be your first point of call. With over 40 years experience in the industry, we stock and supply a wide variety of globally sourced office and home furniture, stationery and equipment. Visit our head office, Osu Akwaeji, or our office near the Osu Stadium. We're also in Tema Community 1, opposite Olam SHS, Kumasi KNUST Campus, UCC Cape Coast, and now at the Marina Mall, Airport City. Or call us 0302-764101, 764209, or 762792. Visit our website, www.kingdomgh.com.
Cavity protection.
This advert is FDA approved.
This advert is FDA approved.
In every community, the skyline is dotted with uncompleted buildings. Some at the foundational level, others at lintel or roofing level. Each one tells a story. A dream, a home in the making.
Because home ownership remains one of humanity's greatest desires.
Wherever you are on this journey, whether you're breaking ground, building up, or simply furnishing your space, the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair is designed with you in mind. Join us from Friday, June the 20th to Sunday, June the 22nd at the Achimota Retail Center for the first clinic of the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair 2025. Let's help turn your home ownership dream into a lived reality.
The Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair is powered by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and brought to you by Virtual Security Africa, security for all. Superlock Technologies Limited, you deserve the best. DBS Industries Limited, we truly are your roof experts. The Builders Market, bathroom, get it right. Lesh Fortune Limited, unleashing luxury with perfection, one space at a time. Clifton Homes, beautiful homes, wise investments. Interplast, we make sure water reaches you, even space. Elegant Homes and General Construction Limited, where quality meets value. Ayuda, Ghana's number one service app. App Bako, service bibri. Drive EVGH, drive into a sustainable future. Syntex Tank, a year strong, a year tough. Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair 2025. Dream it, own it, live it.
It's Friday!
Say, Jay, Jay is the joy that I give you every day. Joy on there. Why is for yeah? Cause every time I hear joy, I say every time I hear the joy, I don't wanna turn on my radio. Every time I hear the joy.
Hello, this is Maurice, and I say keep on listening to Joy 99.7 FM.
In
the library, we don't disturb.
Yo, this is Ruben Sterling in Ghana.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Jaheim.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Heather Headley.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey.
This your boy, Rich Graham, and I'm kicking it with my big homie, DJ Andy Dosti, Ghana's finest DJ. Drop that. Click, clap, and you.
It's Friday!
Andy Dosti. Joy 99.7 FM. This is the library.
Hello, what's up? Good evening to you and welcome 20 minutes to the Top Side of 7. Hello, hello, hello. How are you? This is Andy Dosti on your radio. It's very unusual for me to be here earlier than the usual time for the library. But tonight, well, we're holidaying. And I'm playing all your favorite songs. Well, I love to do some Bug Eye Live tonight. Yeah, let's do some Bug Eye Live tonight. And soon afterwards, well, I'll be at Soho tonight for the 90s party, special 90s party tonight. Yep. Good evening and welcome to the show, folks. Are we marking the register? Let me know if you are in class. Hey, what's up? This is Andy Dosti. Live on Joy 99.7 FM.
Joy 99.7 FM. Library with Andy Dosti. Andy Power Dosti, the man you can meet.
Oh, yeah.
with that DJ. Nice up the place.
And the Dusty.
I'm not afraid to die.
on a Saturday night. Yeah. Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.